what we have all been waiting for. Spend and be counted, because one thing I know, we are all soldiers in the revolution of heart and mind and soul. The end of all your worrying, we have all that we need. So stifle all your fear and complacency. Yeah, we walk through the valley and we glow in the shadow of death. We don't march alone, no, and life is too short to rest. Why have we come here? What lies in store? Is it this what we have all been waiting for? Stand and be counted. There's one thing I know. We are all soldiers in the revolution of heart.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Repair the Breach broadcast. I'm your host, the Repair the Breach Ambassador Zachariah. And we're coming at you live and direct from the Embassy of Yisrael Ministries in the beautiful Red Rock region, what they call the Four Corners area of Sedona, Arizona, back in Arizona. And we're glad you've tuned into the Repair the Breach broadcast, which can be heard on What the Pagan Calendar States every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 noon on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on the West Coast or the Left Coast. And so we're glad you've tuned in. If you'd like to join our Yahoo groups, it's Repair the Breach by Uncovering Deception. We're repairing the breach by uncovering deception. It's just one big word, repair the breach by uncovering deception. Just go to the yahoo.com under the group section and just type in repair the breach by uncovering deception. And he said, Messiah stated that you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. He even stated that if it were possible, the very elect would be deceived. And so we do have to be led by the Spirit of Yah. He said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of Yahweh, they are the sons and daughters of the Creator. And today we have a special treat. Second hour, we're going to have the front man, founder of Poker Face, a political rock band, very talented group of guys, four guys. And Paul Tappetti is the front man again, and lead singer, keyboardist, and rhythm guitarist for Poker Face. And we're going to have him on the second hour.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Public Broadcasting Network. You're tuning to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm the Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Todd Dan. It's our honor that you have tuned in today. And before the break, we were talking about having a special guest, Paul Tepeti, the frontman and founder of Poker Face, a political rock band that I noticed does sing about the name of Yah or Yahweh in their music under cut 5 later on, hopefully in a bumper if it proceeds as planned. We will be hearing a little bit of their music. I was really encouraged to see on cut number 6 on their album Made in America, the lyric goes something to the effect, don't preach to me, you profiteers of God. Don't teach me from those or from books that blaspheme Yah. And I thought, wow, these guys definitely have been receiving some revelation, and it's encouraging to hear that. So anyhow, folks, we're going to have Paul Tepeti. We're going to talk a little bit about how they got formed together as a band, and the thrust is to obviously to get our freedoms and liberties reclaimed by this unpatriotic act, among other things, that this country has been under attack of our war on freedom. It's never been really a war on terror. It's, as Mr. Tarpley talks about, it's just synthetic terror, it's fake terror and so forth. But nevertheless, we're going to, if we're really going to be free, folks, we need to get first free in the spirit of Yah. Because he said, "When where the spirit of Yahweh is, there's liberty." And so we need to get focused on seeking Him first, and all these other things will be taken care of. I truly believe that we need to have a desire to seek the things of the Spirit more preeminently. Of course, the natural things will take care of themselves. Preparation, get your gold and silver, food, water, all that's a wise thing to do. Nothing wrong with that. He said in Proverbs, "Go to the ant, thou sluggard." And we need to consider these issues. But today, what they call the so-called tax day on the pagan calendar, they call it April 15th. And yesterday, they called it on the pagan calendar Good Friday. Day before that, they called it Passover on the pagan calendar April 13th. Every listing of those days are incorrect. The Passover occurred literally a little over a half a moon or a month ago, scripturally. The term Good Friday, they want to believe, they being the corporate church world, stems from paganism, believes that the Messiah died on a Friday and rose on a Sunday, and those terms weren't even used, so to speak, back in the first century. So, you know, what we need to keep in mind is that what happened was the calendar system has been altered. Daniel 9:7:25 states that they would think to change times, days, and years, and seasons. And that's exactly what we are recipients of, their time illusion, if you will, a warped time system. And Good Friday was for the fish fry. Friday was for frying fish. Fish fry was for Frigga, a pagan deity of sexual fertility rites. And Easter, quote unquote, Sunday, or with Ishtar and Isis, goes back to Babylonian, Egyptian mythology, Greek mythology, and then, of course, Roman mythology, as well as the current corporate Christian church system that is incorporated and adopted and fused a lot of error with a little bit of truth. So we're here to repair the breach by uncovering deception, read you a little bit about what Easter is all about, folks, in case you don't know. The word Easter is found in the book of Acts chapter 12 in the King James Version, and it's a mistranslation, by the way, of the Greek Pascha, or really the Hebrew Pesach. And all the other translations, as we talked about this before on other broadcasts, all other translations have subsequently rendered it, and they got it more correct and more right as the Passover. And in fact, the well-known Barnes Notes comments on this mistranslation in this single occurrence of the word Easter. Mind you, the word Easter only occurs one time in the King James text. And it states by Mr. Barnes, if you look up in his Barnes Notes commentary, he states, quote, "There was never a more absurd or unhappy translation than this." And then I'm quoting Dr. Koster, quote, "Not only is the name Easter incorrect, but also the time of the feast. No one would ever think of keeping his own birthday every year on the same day of the week. This is what Dr. Koster continues to state, quote, "If I was born on a Sunday, I would not think of keeping my birthday on a Sunday every year." And then he continues, quote, "I will keep it according to the day of the yearly calendar and not according to the day of the week." This is exactly what happened when Easter Sunday was instituted by Constantine's church. Now I continue on page 24 of Dr. Koster's Come Out of Her My People. You can get a free copy of that by going to the rbnlive.com website under the program host section, under Repair of the Breach, the Yahoo groups that we host, Repair the Breach by Uncovering Deception. The link's right there, and you can actually read the book online and actually download it if you like, cut and paste, and keep the book. The man, Dr. C.J. Koster, before he passed on, he wanted the book out to as many people. In fact, I think in the preface, he didn't even want the book to be charged. So it's well and good for you to get a copy of this. He goes on, he states here in his book on page 24, in the second, third paragraph, the Passover dispute between the quote-unquote Western Church and the more scriptural adhering believers of the Near East was finally settled by Constantine's Council of Nicaea in the year 325, where it was decided that Easter was to be kept. Wow. Where it was decided that Easter was to be kept on Sunday, and on the same Sunday throughout the world, and that, quote, none should hereafter follow the blindness of the Jews, quote unquote, by Constantine. Koster goes on to say, prior to that, Polycarp, the disciple of the apostle Yochanan or John, had learned from the apostle himself that the 14th of Abib was the scriptural day of the year, which had been legislated in the Old Testament to determine the onset of the Passover, which our Savior kept the night that he was betrayed. He goes on to say, Polycarp, Polycrates, Apollinaris, and others contended for the correct calculation of the Passover, Memorial Supper, and the events following it to be reckoned as beginning from the 14th of Abib, Nisan. Now, with Constantine taking the lead, the Council of Nicaea decided to reject the scriptural way of determining the correct date according to the yearly date in favor of the Easter Sunday, according to a day of the week. Now, of course, we know all the days of the week, folks, are dedicated to planetary worship and to pagan deities. But Easter, or Ishtar worship, goes back to a pagan feast of sexual fertility rites, and that's why you have the Easter bunnies and the eggs and so forth representing that fertility rites. But many people would say, well, yeah, you know, it's all in good fun. It's actually in harm to your spiritual growth and understanding of truth. And it also is a violation of the scriptures, as well as not to follow the customs of the heathen in Jeremiah 10. So regardless of people say it's a Christian holy day, well, it's true. It is a Christian holiday. That's true. It is. But it's not holy. it's pagan. And so what we need to do is we need to go back to the old paths, repair the breach, and realize that the day of celebration was the death of the Messiah on Passover, not Easter. In fact, he died on the 14th of Abib, called Passover. He resurrected on the first day of the week, which was the 16th of the moon, not a Sunday. In case you didn't know that, folks, Saturday is not the Sabbath. And he rose on the first day of the week, on the 16th, showing the seventh day of the week was the 15th, obviously. The first day of unleavened bread was a high Sabbath, as well as a weekly Sabbath. And the true people of Yah are going to keep the Passover and not keep Easter. We'll be right back on Repairing the Breach.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. cartilage, Zangones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast, I'm your host, Zechariah Todd Daniel, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com, also broadcasting on shortwave 11.915. And we're going to have again a special guest in the second hour. Stay tuned, folks. And we're going to be talking with Paul Tepetti, the frontman again and lead singer of Poker Face, a political rock band trying to take the freedoms back. To the people, bringing the freedoms back to the people through their music and singing a lot about a lot of true issues that need to be brought out. A lot of rock bands will not touch, or any other band for that matter. And so we definitely need to support them and what their endeavors are to bring forth more of an awareness of reclaiming our freedom and reclaiming the rights that were given to from our Creator to us. And one of those rights is to worship freely and go back to the covenant that He established when He, the Almighty Messiah, came in the flesh and laid down His life for us on Passover and resurrected on the 16th, the first day of the week, called the Feast of First Fruits, because He was the first fruit of those that slept from the dead. He said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." So how could He raise Himself up unless He was the Almighty Father, became the Almighty Messiah, the Savior of the world, known as the Son, the Savior, the Shua, the only begotten by the Spirit. He wasn't begotten by Mary as well. She was just a first surrogate, as we touched on. Let me continue on this subject. We're dealing with the pagan feast called Easter, since many are going to be observing that tomorrow. We would highly encourage you to possibly reconsider. I'm not here to bust your bubble. I'm just here to tell you the truth sincerely. Repair the breach and uncover this deception. I'm going to continue to read here out of Lou White's book, Fossilized Customs. On page 12, he talks under the heading of Easter. This word has been Ishtar and lilies adopted from pagans as an attempt to enculturate by syncretism or synchronizing a behavior that is absolutely an abomination. If you recognize, quote-unquote, Halloween for what it is, then this will be no different after you learn the truth. Easter was already one of the two biggest celebrations observed by pagans long before Christianity came along. It is my belief, this is Lou White's take, it is my belief that when this is exposed, it will fulfill the prophecies of Revelation 18. Babylon is still with us, but it is going to fall. Easter was celebrated by the Assyrians, the Phoenicians, the Philistines. In fact, Goliath, no doubt, had an Easter basket. You should look up the word Easter in a Webster's dictionary and do further research in other sources. This festival involved the quote-unquote rites of spring near the equinox of Venus, when pagans believed the Earth Mother was impregnated by the Sun, S-U-N. They engaged in ritual sexual acts and used symbols of fertility like eggs, rabbits, and hot cross buns, quote-unquote. The Babylonian symbol for the female was and is a circle with a crux beneath. The round cakes were baked for the quote-unquote Queen of Heaven, Regina Coeli, C-O-E-L-I, and quote-unquote Great Mother Magna Mater, M-A-T-E-R, with the quote-unquote cross symbol indicating the female. The cross also indicated the equinox, when the Earth's orbit crossed, quote-unquote crossed, the celestial equator. Now hold on now, he goes on to state, because everything will be just fine. This must sound so wild, you may think I'm a heretic, but by the end of this, you will be very glad to have acquired the truth. To ensure a prosperous growing season, pagans rolled eggs decorated with bright colors of spring on their fields, hoping to imbue fertility. These eggs were then hidden from evil spirits in rabbit's nests, another symbol of fertility. Folks, hold on. It gets a little bit more deeper than that. And you're listening to Repair the Breach broadcast. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology.
In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
You tuned in again to the Repair the Breach broadcast. We're reading out of Lou White's book, Fossilized Customs, and there's the same site. You can go to fossilizedcustoms.com as well. Page 12, he goes on and talks about Easter a little bit. And by the way, folks, today's the second day of the moon of the second month, scripturally, and they want to call it 415 or April 15th, but yesterday was the day of the new moon, and Thursday night was when the new moon day began, and it culminated last evening. And so how can it be, again, a Good Friday, if you will, if it's the new moon day? And could it be the Passover when it's a half a moon ago? So, you know, we can either follow man's traditions to get us off center and follow these pagan feasts, pagan calendar, or we can go back to Yah's calendar, or his time device, the sun, moon, and stars, and not be deceived anymore concerning these issues. Let's continue on here concerning Easter. Is the name of the Babylonian, quote-unquote, mother of harlots in Revelation 17. And her image stands as the sun goddess's, quote-unquote, lady of liberty in New York Harbor. Ever wonder what that lady was all about there in New York City, folks? Uh-huh, yeah. Easter, Ishtar. And her image stands as the sun goddess of Lady Liberty in New York Harbor, quote-unquote Lady Liberty, but really gets you into spiritual bondage. Okay, this colossal statue even was the quote-unquote tower headpiece as seen worn by Artemis. The seven horns of sun rays should be a strong indication of her true identity. Her emblem is the flower of the lily, seen illustrated with her on this. There's a picture here in this page. And an American society, the Easter Seal Society, uses the floral de lis, which is French for flower of the lily, as their logo. And they have no religious affiliations whatsoever. Most quote-unquote churches decorate with the lilies on quote-unquote Easter morning. Instead of inheriting the truth, they inherited Babylon. If we only study history as people, places, and dates without comprehending, quote-unquote, why things occurred as they did, then everything is unorganized. It's a junk pile. When you assemble it correctly, it all fits together perfectly, clarifying the path we walk on. Satan disguised himself, and he all disguised himself as quite often female. He disguised himself as a he, she, if you will, a he, at times a she, at times. We know he was behind Nimrod as Molech, Baal, or Baal, Mithras, and so on. But, quote-unquote, he is also Ishtar, or a she. Sunday is, quote-unquote, his diversion. It's a lie. I refer to, quote-unquote, Easter Sunday as Beaster Sunday. Kind of like his take on that. We don't have to wait for a, quote-unquote, beast. It's here right now. So it's not Easter Sunday, it's Beaster Sunday is what he's saying here. The patterns and appointments found in the writings are the ones that are snubbed, excused, and ignored, you will notice. But you might say, White states, the word Easter is in my King James Version. Translations are not, in quote-unquote, inspired, and errors exist by the tens of thousands in many translations. The word in the Greek that underlies the word Easter in the King James is Pascha or Pesach, and it means Passover from the Hebrew word Pesach. All scholars admit that this is an error in translation, and it appears or occurs only once at Acts 12:4, as we alluded to earlier. Luke, who wrote almost 40% of the Messian writings in the New Testament, didn't put it there as, quote-unquote, Easter. The King James is the only one with this error, since translators corrected it in all the other translations. There was a previous English translation made by the Catholic priest John Wycliffe during the 14th century. He lived from 1320 to 1384, and his bones were burned in effigy for his unauthorized English work. He never used the word church, but the word congregation for the word ecclesia. Before the King James Version, no one had ever used the word church. Church, as soon you'll learn why. Pagan religions through time paralleled each other, carrying the S-U-N, or the sun, earth, mother, and child model from Babylon to Media, Persia, Phoenicia, Egypt, Greece, Rome, and Celts, or the Celtics. The Medes cooked the mythology into Zoroastrianism, producing the magician priest called Magi. They worshipped Ahura, A-H-U-R-A, Homa, H-A-O-M-A, and Oharmazad as their trinity. We'll survey them under trinities later. The Greeks, Zeus was their sun deity, whose mother was Lydia, shown here in this picture here. And it looks, from this picture, folks, it looks like a swan, and then it has a lady with a queen, and looks like she's got a wedding garment type white dress on. And then if you just take a look at the woman in the harbor, New York Harbor, it's very similar. Okay, now in 1934, some asked last week about more literary sources. In 1934, the Britannica Encyclopedia states, quote, Easter, Ostara, or Easter, was the goddess of spring in the religion of the ancient Angles and Saxons. Every April, a festival was celebrated in her honor. With the beginnings of Christianity, the old God, quote-unquote gods were put aside. From then on, the festival was celebrated in honor of the resurrection of Christ, but was still known as Easter after the old goddess, end of quote, here from the 1934 Britannica Encyclopedia. In contrast, the Creator says, quote, from Deuteronomy 12, break down their altars, smash their sacred stones, and burn their Asherah, quote-unquote, Easter poles in the fire. Cut down the idols of their Elohim and wipe out their names from those places. You must not worship Yahweh, your Almighty, in their way. That's pretty clear, folks. And I know I'm not trying to be giving you a message of doom and gloom. I'm just trying to speak the truth in love, repair the breach. We've been lied to. This is a pagan feast, and I say this in the spirit of love. We used to all observe it at one time or another. For those that claim to be Christians, the fact of the matter is that it has been fused with paganism, or basically Christianity is just is paganism christened, with all due respect. But that is really the reality of the matter. So, what do you think of that, folks? Is that kind of set well with you, or does that make you unsettled, or does that does it matter? Who cares? It's, you know, we're gonna have it anyhow. We're gonna have our Easter egg hunt. What's your feelings on that? I mean, we're going to have to make a decision. We either serve Yahweh, or we're gonna serve Baal, or Easter, or Ishtar. We're gonna serve Yahweh, or we're gonna serve Mammon. We're either gonna serve Yahweh, or we're gonna serve the lie. And because they receive not the love of the truth, Yahweh says he'll send them a strong delusion to believe the lie and be damned. And the Father loves us enough to give us time in our life, approximately 70 years or 70 years on average to live, and give or take, if you live beyond that by reason of strength, well then, you know, how much energy will you have left in quality? But yet Yahweh can do that. Look what he did to Caleb. He gave him strength beyond his years. He had the same strength at 80 as he did when he had at 40. But nevertheless, your strength is in vain if you don't have the strength of Yahweh first, because natural strength will eventually dissipate and give out on you. And the most important thing is to serve Yahweh, keep his feast, keep his commandments, keep his appointments, keep his holy days, if you will, and eschew man's man-made pagan feast and quote-unquote holy days. So what we're going to talk a little bit about further here before we get to the top of the hour and bring Paul Tepeti, I can't even talk here, Paul Tepeti of Poker Face on the broadcast later on. We had some callers last week, and I apologize. We had some technical difficulties and get a chance to sign off the last week or so. But nevertheless, we're not here to hurt anybody's feelings. We're here to speak the truth in love. You make a decision, and we're not here to pit one person against another. Our purpose is to repair the breach, like he says to do in Isaiah chapter 58, to rear up foundations laid waste, foundations of old, to make paths that were laid waste straight. And he said, walk the straight gate. That he said, many are called, few are chosen. He said, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, and few be there that find it. And so, you know, I appreciate all the callers, whether you believe or not believe, or whether you dissent or you agree. We're not here to pick fights. We're here to show the love of Yah, because he said, by this shall all men know if you're my disciples, if you have love towards one another. But the truth is stranger than fiction. The truth does hurt. The truth does sound strange. And what we need to do is, we need to keep our hearts open and our spirits broken, because a broken and contrite spirit he will not despise. What we need to what we need to do is to reevaluate our hearts, like Paul or Saul stated. He said, if a man think he's in the faith, let a man examine himself whether he be in the faith or the true faith of the apostles and the prophets, that the Messiah is the chief cornerstone, because the true foundation or congregation is built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets' doctrines. And Messiah Yahweh is the chief cornerstone. We had questions, and I wanted to address some of these questions. We had some questions on the Yahoo groups. You can go to rbnlive.com again and join the Yahoo groups through the link there under Repair the Breach, under Program Hosts, under Repair of the Breach. And please join. We'd love to have you come aboard, look at some of the information. We posted about three different articles up there, some literary sources so that people can be rest assured that this teaching is well-founded. There's nothing new here under the sun, like the wise man Solomon said, it's maybe going to be new for some, as we stated. And there were some questions that we received concerning Isaiah chapter 1, where it says, where the Almighty Yahweh says, I despise your new moon, I despise your feast days. And some say, see, he doesn't want us to observe the moons and the feasts of Scripture. And that's not true at all. That's just referring to where man started messing around with the calendar and started using the crescent moon or a dark moon to start their months. And that's why they became their moons or their new moons when they weren't Yahweh's new moons. Yahweh's new moon is when it's the biggest, brightest, most plumpest, and the most fullest, and the most colorfulest. And they were using a dark Babylonian crescent moon to start the month, and that's why it became their new moon. That's why he said, I despise your new moons. And not that, see, for every true, there's a lie, right? For every real, there's a counterfeit. You have the true covenant, Yisrael, that became the lost sheep of the house of Israel. They became known as the Gentiles. Okay, that was the true covenant. He's calling the Gentiles back into the covenant of Israel, like we talked about last week. And then you had the corporate church system as the counterfeit. So there's always a quote-unquote a duality of issues, that the false versus the truth. The true covenant people of Yahweh, the Israelites, who became known as the lost sheep, every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation, that Abraham or Abraham was the father of many nations. So we have enough evidence to support that the covenant, the new covenant, from what they call Matthew to Revelation, was indeed to Israel and Yadah or Judah. And they're just lost sheep now, trapped in the church system, corporate Christian church system, thinking they're supposed to be in the church, and that's why they're trying to recruit everybody. It's like a circus of confusion, because the word Circe or church, as we read earlier, wasn't even in the first English scriptures in 1384, and the covenant was to Israel and Yadah. And again, they lost their identity. It's not about race. It's about grace. It's a glad refrain here, folks. And so it doesn't matter your color of your skin. He says red, yellow, or black, or white, or brown. We're all precious in his sight. And that was the coat of many colors that Joseph had received from his father, Yaakov Yisrael, representing that Joseph, all the people would gather, he would push the people to his land, read Deuteronomy 33:13-17, and that would be the land that we possess here in what they call America. Folks, this is the inheritance of the true covenant people, Yisrael, which is every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation. When you believe in the Messiah, Yahweh, and he died, was buried, resurrected on the third day, on the 16th of Abib, the first feast of first fruits, during unleavened bread. Folks, it wasn't Easter Sunday when he rose. He didn't rise on Easter Sunday. That's a lie, okay? Folks, he rose on the 16th of Abib. The first day of the week was the 16th, and they want to say Sunday is the first day of the week. Well, Sunday is the first day of the week on a pagan system of time, but the first day of the week of Scripture was the 16th. It was the 16th of Abib when he rose, which was showing that the 9th was the first day of the week. The 16th of the moon is the first day of the week. The 23rd is of the moon is the first day of the week. The 30th is always going to be the first day of the week, or a new moon festival. And, of course, we know the Sabbaths were always the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, and 29th. That was the seventh day of the week. And so we're commanded to observe his death and Passover, and that's already occurred. But for those that were unclean and were on a long journey, in Numbers chapter 6, I believe, or Numbers chapter 9, thereabouts, it specifies that you could keep the Passover if you couldn't keep it the first month, 14th day. You could keep it on the second moon, 14th day. And that's coming up here in about 12 days. And so that's the only time Passover was to be observed. We'll be right back here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm your host, the Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Daniel. Hold on and stay tuned.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Blast me. And we're back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, I'm your host of Repair the Breach broadcast, Zechariah Todd Daniel. And that was Poker Face, the political rock band that is definitely making headway and waves, great waves, in fact, speaking a lot of truths that need to be heard and proclaimed. And hopefully, I believe RBN is going to bring out Poker Face sometime to Austin to have a concert. Don't know the dates, but we do know that with the leadership of John Stadtmiller and RBN, all the other RBN leadership, that will be a great, great thing to happen. And we're totally behind that. So anyhow, again, folks, you tuned in to the Repair the Breach broadcast. If you'd like to join our Yahoo groups, you can go to rbnlive.com, go into programs. We encourage you to join it and click on the Repair the Breach by Uncovering Deception link there on rbnlive.com under Program Hosts section of the site. And we'd love to have you come and join our Yahoo groups. Read some information that you might see some documented, authenticated information to establish what we've been saying, folks. That this is verifiable. This is, again, nothing new. No new message here. We're just trying to speak the truth in love. And so we're going to have, again, Paul Topetti here next probably 5 minutes or so. We're going to have him come on and share a little bit about what Poker Face is all about. Some of you have heard him. He's not a stranger to this network, and we're looking forward to that interview. I wanted to read a few things here. We touched on Easter and how pagan it is, but I wanted to show you from some Bible prefaces how the name of Yahweh, they admit, was in there over 7,000 times. And they talk about it here in the New International Version. They say, quote, "In regard to the divine name of Yahweh, YHWH, commonly referred to as the Tetragrammaton, the translators adopt a device used in most English versions." Now, that's part of it. We'll probably take more of it later. But it just goes on to say, basically, that the rendering of the name of Lord in capital letters to distinguish it from Adonai, another Hebrew word rendered Lord, for which small letters are used. And we can see already that replacing the name Yahweh with the Lord presents a major problem. And it very is. It's idolatry. It violates the third commandment. And we'll be right back here on the Repair the Breach broadcast on rbnlive.com, also on the shortwave 11.915. And we'll be right back after this short break. Stay tuned.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.